Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So in today's episode, as you can read from the title, it's all about knowing your worth and knowing that you are enough and perfect just the way you are. You don't need anything else to... You don't have to be somebody else, and you don't have to look like something or to be something or to shift something. I think God loves you nonetheless, and you are enough just the way you are. Okay, let's get started. I feel like as I grow older, or even like when like in high school and everything like that, I just kind of feel like there is this overwhelming message that tell us not to be ourselves. In the same time, there's also this message to tell us that we need to be ourselves. Sorry, we need to be ourselves all the time. To be honest with you, I think like when I'm growing up in this country in Australia and with social media, there's so many messages, you know, there's so many messages that people try to instill in us since we were a child. I think those messages can look like we have to look a certain way, we have to be someone, we have to calm ourselves down, we can't show too much emotion, we can't show sadness, we can't be vulnerable, we can't like the way that we look, we can't like ourselves, you know, we can't have a good self-esteem, you know, and all of that stuff like that. I think, like, as a society, we try so much to put people down really badly. I think I realized as I grow older that one of the things that we need to remember as a person, like, all of our insecurities are being taught to us. Like, we were not born insecure, you know, no matter what you're insecure about. I think like we're not born insecure, and to be honest, we are it's something that we learn throughout our year, throughout growing up, is to be insecure, to think that the thing that we have or the thing that who we are is something that is not good enough or is unacceptable. But who says that? Like, tell me, like, who says that you're not good enough? You know, it's not truthful. I think it's just not truthful. I think, like, we as a society, we set these standards that we all have to achieve, but it's not really, is that even a standard? You know, is that even something that we need to achieve? You know, truly for me, I realized that, as I said, you know, even like the beauty standards and even like the standards on how you're supposed to feel and you're supposed to act, there's this standard that is laying around in the air. Like, there's this unspoken rule that we have to behave or act or feel a certain way in some certain circumstances and stuff. But I kind of feel like as well, like, I think we need to challenge that aspect. I think we need to challenge those unspoken rules, because I truly believe that that if we challenge them, we can break free from all of those insecurities. You know, I think one of the things that we all crave as a human being is to be loved and to be accepted, to be respected, and, you know, and everything like that. And sadly, some people cannot give you unconditional love. Some people might bully you. Some people might treat you unfairly. That's just a matter of life. But it does not mean, like, I'm still, like, working towards, like, adopting this mindset. Whereas, like, just because people treat you badly, it doesn't mean that you need to change yourself for them to like you. We're not living in that day and age anymore, truly and honestly. Like, we're just not. We're not needing other people to like us to survive. I know our brains sometimes tell us that we need those people to like us to survive, but honey, it's just like it's not true. I think we have to challenge that thoughts, or, you know, just because we feel fearful over, like, someone, you know, not liking us, doesn't mean it's real, doesn't mean the threat is real. It's just a perceived threat, you know. I think, like, all of this comes down with fear. Our insecurities comes down with fear. I think, like, sometimes, like, you know, we want to fit in, like, we think that if we fit into the standard, people will accept and love us more. But let me tell you, I don't think that's the case, because the people have different preferences, people have different way of being, It's none of your business at the end of the day to make them like you. The best thing that you can do is to be yourself nonetheless. And it's easier than said than done. Especially if you're in high school at the moment. That may be like a struggle, to be honest. Because, you know, like, I feel like in high school, this is about conformity. Like, independence is not being celebrated. Everyone wants to fit in. Everyone wants to conform. I don't know. But I don't know. I just think that I feel like the value that the world put on us, like being rich, being successful, being pretty, like, I don't think that's the right value, even like that's the right standard. It's just not really, it's not something fulfilling, and also it's not something that bring us a lot of like joy, true joy, and it's not enriching to our soul. You know, like being rich, having a lot of money, having a lot of power, or being a CEO or something, you know, it doesn't bring us a lot of, it doesn't fulfill our soul. There's always something missing. I realized that like this year, like earlier this year, I was, you know, I realized that even when I have money and stuff, I have disposable income and I'm able to purchase the thing that I want, you know, me spending all of that money does not make me happy. It doesn't. It just doesn't, you know, and or me losing weight does not make me happy. It doesn't. It makes me more insecure. I think like whatever our goal is, as long as it serves God for me, and also as long as it's like aligning with our values, I think that's something that we can aspire to. But I feel like if we only do something because that's what society tells us to do, then I think it's a good time to question, you know, whether if you want to do it or not. Today I truly and truly and honestly, like, today I was just feeling really confident about myself, not because I look great, sorry, not because I changed myself or something like that, but it's about, like, accepting the way that you are, and also just being comfortable in your own skin and know that, you know, your body is perfect and beautiful in every single way, and you don't have to change your body to meet anyone's standard or to make people like you. Like, none of that crap is just helpful. I feel like, you know, like, I feel like in today's society as well, like, all of these fucking beauty standards, it's killing kindness, you know, it's killing kindness, empathy, you know, all of these standards about wealth, it makes us more separated, you know, wealth, beauty standards, or, you know, body standards, or who you are and who you're supposed to be. I think it's mess our society up in a lot of way, and it makes us be insecure. And sometimes people who are insecure, sometimes not all people, but we sometimes, you know, sometimes people who are unkind can be also insecure. You know, not all insecure people are unkind. Like, I was kind before, even though I was insecure a lot. I was trying my best to be insecure but also kind. But some people, like, who are unkind and who thinks that, you know, they, by bullying other people or by putting other people down, that they will feel better about themselves. You know, I think it's coming from the insecurity. But I think it's just like, unkindness is just not really cool. You know, like, unkindness is contagious. Kindness is contagious. Like, I see a lot of, like, unkindness being accepted, quote-unquote, as normal. Is it really normal to criticize people for the way that they look? Is it really normal to think that someone is less than you just because they don't have as much money as you do? Is it really normal to think low of other people just because they're working, you know, as a low, in a low-status job, like as a cleaner or something like that, you know? Is it really normal to do that? I feel like in social media, it's become normalized now, and I don't think it's normal. I don't think so. You know, it's not normal for us, and it's not helpful for us to be, to criticize other people. You know, just because we feel bad about ourselves does not mean that we have the right to criticize other people. You know, I think, like, we need to realize that we ourselves are good enough, point blank period. And as I think, like, it's the society that needs to change. It's not you. You know, if people, if those standards are so unachievable for you, it's not you that has to change the society. You know, and I truly believe that 100%, because you know, like, well, it's just crap. It's just crap. Nonetheless, like, it's crap. Like, all of these standards, all of these social media lives, you know, pictures, all of the crap that you see online about, like, people smiling, happy all the time. It gives me that ick, to be honest, because, like, why are you posting all of this stuff? What's the purpose? You know, like, what's the purpose of, I don't know, like, what's the purpose of using, like, posting, like, the best pic out of everything? It's like, I think, like, you know, I stopped using Instagram, but I think one of the way that we can improve our being more kind is just to be more kind to ourselves. I think that's very important. Just to not, like, you need to have, not you need, but it's, you know, it's very desirable for you to seek your own validation. Don't seek for other people's validation. No, no, no. And also, like, you know, the most matter, like, the voice that matters, the opinion that matters at the end of the day is your opinion. It's how you see yourself. That's the one that matters at the end of the day, 100%. I also want to talk about kindness to yourself. I want to ask you right now, like, what kind of kind things that you can do to yourself? You know, if you've been very unkind with yourself and it's becoming a habit, trust me, it takes a lot of time, because you're not going to be like, you know, like when you're so mean to yourself before, and then now you listen to this podcast and then you try to change that bad habit, that old habit still going to reappear. But I feel like you can get there. Like, for me, like, with me, like, with 1 year of counseling, you know, reading books about self-help and practicing, like, writing journal, writing gratitude journal, writing things that I'm good at, or changing my self-talk, or, you know, anything, like, any of the habit, like, not eating healthier, but exercising, or meditation, or anything like that, it takes a lot of time to change your habit. But I feel like, as well, like, you can do it. I think, like, one of the things, like, if you're being very unkind to yourself, it's a reminder for you that you just want to remind me that you are loved by God, and also God loves you, and you don't need other people to tell you that they love you. Even though if you don't feel like you're loved and you're worthy, you are, you know, you are, you know, I love and respect you for listening to this podcast, and I wish you all the best. You know, no matter who you are loved and accepted. And you don't have to fit in into what people want you to be. You know, you are good enough by yourself. I think you just have to live your life aligning with your values. You know, you don't have to. I think, like, sometimes we get twisted a lot about, like, what is attractive, what is not. You know, I think we need to pass less judgment with ourselves as well. Like, for me as well, like, I need to pass less judgment about, like, what is good, quote-unquote, good or bad. You know what I mean? I think it's just, you know, even, like, judging our body or judging other people's body or judging our career or whatever. Like, yeah, I think we need to be more kind towards others, and really, like, if you try to be kind towards others, like, even though they don't appreciate it, but you're doing, like, God's work, you're healing the world by being kind. I believe, like, kindness can go a long way, and you're doing God's work by being kind. You know, you're doing good job by being kind. So I do encourage you to be kind to yourself and towards others, and try your best. You know, I appreciate and I thank yourself and acknowledge and validate and appreciate yourself for being kind. You know, I know sometimes, like, wherever, depending on where you live, like, especially in Western country, we don't, kindness sometimes is not something that we value, but it's something that is so important. Like, when we spread kindness, it's contagious, it's healing the world, you know, it's healing the brokenness of the world, you know. So start with that. Start being kind with yourself, and I think it's a great step that you took your time to listen to this podcast as a way to taking care of yourself. And you can listen to my previous episodes as well, because I've been speaking a lot about self-compassion, and self-love at the end of the day. And love towards other people as well. I think it's important for us to love other people as well, just as the way that we love ourselves. Because when we love others, when we love ourselves, we love others. When we love others, we love ourselves. Like, it needs to be both. You know, you cannot just love other people and neglect your own needs and yourself, because that's not right. You know, that's not serving you. That's not helpful. And you can't just always love yourself, but you cannot love others. You know, you have to do both. But whatever you're going through, I want to give this message. If someone is listening out there, like, whatever you're going through, just know that there's the light at the end of the tunnel, and that you matter. Your feelings are valid. Your emotions are valid. Whatever you're going through, you know, it might be hard, it might be challenging. But I believe, like, God, you know, there's someone higher than you, and He will help you. You know, He will help you overcome this challenge, and you can always grow and learn from it. And don't be afraid to you know, to ask for help, or, you know, to call Kids Helpline or whatever. You know, but I don't want, but yes, I think it's just like, you matter and you're worth it, and you matter, you matter, and you can get all the help that you need, you know, get all the help that you need. If you need some emotional support, you can call Kids Helpline, you know, you matter, point blank period. If you need some food, if you need some money, you can ask people, you know. There are, I pray that, like, there's an organization, you know, everywhere to help people with financial issues, mental issues, emotional, psychological issues. We have issues. I think there needs to be this organization where we can have access to, you know, all of these resources. But yeah, I think it's just like, I think that's how I want to end the podcast, by stating that you matter. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.